Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Rose of Lima in Wrangell, Alaska. Today is Tuesday of the second week of Advent, the 6th of December, 2011. We celebrate with St. Nicholas, the Wonder Worker. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the feast or memorial of Saint Nicholas, one of the church's most beloved saints. And if you look on the internet, there are so many different images of Saint Nicholas. He's probably one of the most painted saints throughout the centuries, especially starting in the 10th century. So after the Blessed Virgin Mary, Saint Nicholas has quite a bit of artwork painted about him. And why is that? Well, he was a good shepherd. He was the bishop in Myrna, which is a town in what is now present-day Turkey, in the 4th century. So he died like in 350. What else was going on in that city was that he was tremendously generous to the poor. And we're not sure if this story is before or after he became a bishop. But he heard of a real poor family with three daughters. And as each of the daughters came to age, I guess the only options were prostitution or having enough money for a dowry for your daughter to be married off. And so Nicholas provided the money in either a small bag or a stocking, and either he threw it through the window or down the chimney. But in any case, he provided gold coins for the dowry for each of the daughters as they came to age. He also fed most of the city during a time of famine, miraculously, multiplying the loaves and the fish. He's the patron of seafarers because he often appeared in the clouds to help seafarers who were in the point of drowning, and he would rescue them. He famously went to the Council of Nicaea, where we get our creed that we say each Sunday, and fought against the heresies, especially the heresy that claimed that Jesus was not God, but only God's Son, right? And we say Jesus is the Son of God, but it's also important to remember that Jesus is also entirely all God at the same time. So can we learn anything from Bishop Nicholas? Yes. Jesus said, "Which one of you, having lost one of your sheep, wouldn't drop everything and go and look for them?" I see this with parents who have a sick child. Right? It's not that they've stopped loving their other children. It's just that this child who is sick needs more care and attention right now, that it might regain its health. The same way, Jesus calls us to search out those who need more attention right now, whether they be family or friends, whether they be individuals in our community who are not as strong, who have gone astray, who are lost in addictions, or any kind of physical or mental or emotional or spiritual illness. St. Nicholas saw a need, right, and took care of it. He fought for the truth. In the gospel, Jesus says, you've got to go and search for the one who is lost. It's not good enough just to take care of the ones that are here. Now, everyone would have said, I don't know, I've still got my 99 sheep. That seems pretty good. This is a lot of work to go search for the lost. Who's going to watch over the 99 when I'm out looking for the lost? And on, we've got all kinds of excuses. But Jesus said, my Father is like the shepherd who searches for the one who is lost. That should give us encouragement. That the way, when we get lost, that the Father's looking for us. When we fall into sin, that the Father's looking for us and desires us to be reconciled to him. Nicholas gave these gifts of gold to the father of the three daughters anonymously. It was his attempt to do a good deed right by his right hand and not let his left hand know what was going on. What are we going to do in this season of Advent to anonymously lift up the lives of the poor, to care for those in need? It seems in my mailbox every week there's more requests for donations and requests for donations. And I'm not sure how to respond to those. All of them seem to be worthy causes, but it's not like I can go into debt to help care for them as well. But Jesus said, let not any one of these little ones be lost. Let us search for those who are in need, whether they're family or friends, whether there's neighbors, whether they're strangers in our midst. For the need is all around us. And as long as we care for the need that we see, we're doing God's will, searching out the one who is lost and restoring them to the community. We ask for the intercession of St. Nicholas to inspire us with that generosity.
Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you and have a great day.